This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. After this week's wave of violence in Iraq, President Bush wants more Iraqis involved in trying to stop attacks on U.S.-led forces there. U.S. officials say the new bombings were more sophisticated than previous ones and may be the work of outside or al-Qaeda forces working alongside Saddam Hussein loyalists. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams spoke yesterday with Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz about efforts to improve security in Iraq.
Wolfowitz was in Iraq last weekend when his hotel was hit by missiles fired by opponents of the U.S. occupation. The experience gave him a first-hand view of the security problems that are dogging U.S. forces. He said much of his visit to Iraq focused on getting more money and more support to allow Iraqis a greater role in guarding their own country.
Our whole thrust for months now has been to develop Iraqi security forces as quickly as possible. We're now building police, we're building civil defense forces, we're building border guards, we're building a new Iraqi army. But the real key for all of us is to give Iraqis the capacity to govern themselves, to defend themselves, to take care of their own economy as quickly as possible.
Is there any thought to putting more U.S. troops on the ground?
You know, everywhere you go, our commanders say the solution to this problem is having more Iraqi troops on the ground with us, both because it's their country and they need to fight for it, but also because they can do things that Americans can't do. No matter how well trained we are, no matter how well equipped we are, we are certainly the best military in the world. We don't speak Arabic. We don't know the neighborhoods. People don't have the same level of trust with us. So the combination of Americans and Iraqis is what seems to be working.
Are you concerned about the growing sophistication, the effectiveness of the attacks on U.S. forces and Iraqis who are cooperating with U.S. forces?
Well, of course, you have to be. But let's keep some perspective here. We saw in this country what Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols were able to do on their own, and more terrifyingly, what some 20 hijackers did on September 11th. Unfortunately, in this business of terror, terrorists in very small numbers can wreak enormous havoc. And the way to beat them is to get an Iraqi government and Iraqi security forces and Iraqi people taking care of their own country. They sure as heck don't want it to go back to the Fedayeen Saddam and those criminals or the Islamic extremists who are arriving from Yemen and other places.
Secretary Wolfowitz, I wonder if you're satisfied with the quality of intelligence that's available so that you can stop these attacks. I'm reminded that Carl Ford, who just retired as head of the State Department's Intelligence Bureau, is recently quoted as saying that all U.S. intelligence agencies have failed to provide the administration with good information about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction as well. So there are two fronts there in the intelligence discussion. I wonder if you could address them both.
Well, sometimes it seems to me almost as though we're trying to conduct the Pearl Harbor hearings in the middle of World War II. The really important issue now is getting at the SOBs who are killing innocent people, killing American soldiers. And no, we're not satisfied with the quantity of our intelligence. Actually, one of the problems in some respects is we are so overwhelmed with reports that sifting out the good from the bad is a real challenge. Carl Ford is a wonderful man. He is a guy who says what he thinks. But I have to say, from what I've read about his remarks, I think he's much too harsh on himself and on the intelligence community. Remember, this was an extremely hard target. You remember that old phrase during World War II where we tried to get people not to reveal secrets, loose lips sink ships. Well, in Iraq, people who were guilty of having loose lips could have their tongues cut out or their children tortured before their eyes or their wives raped. It produced a real conspiracy of silence, which in very important parts of the country continues. Yes, we want to always look at how we can do better with our intelligence. And let's remember, before the previous war in 1991, we grossly underestimated Iraq's nuclear and chemical and biological capabilities. Maybe there was a sort of overcorrection. I have no idea.
Secretary Wolfowitz, I want to ask you to look into your crystal ball and describe what you expect to see in Iraq a year from now. Will they have their own government? Will the security situation be stabilized? Will economic recovery be in place?
Yogi Berra, that great Yankee catcher and philosopher, once said it's dangerous to make predictions, especially about the future. But I guess I will say this, without saying where we'll be a year from now, is that on all of those fronts that you mentioned, we'll be a lot further along.
Deputy Secretary of Defense Paul Wolfowitz. Based on information from U.S. military commanders in Iraq, he believes that 80% of the attacks on U.S. forces are led by Saddam Hussein's loyalists. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.